And welcome to SwampSwami.com Sports Commentary. Today, let's discuss the NBA's flop artists. If you've watched the NBA over the past 20 years, you've seen a number of talented basketball artists perfecting their craft. Some players have become proficient in shooting three-point baskets, for example, like former Duke guard J.J. Redick. And others crash the board as they annually lead the association in rebounds, like Rudy Gobert of Utah. And still others, like Chris Paul of the Phoenix Suns, dish out assists and lead their teams that way. Some NBA players, though, have taken drama classes and have acted in movies and commercials. People like LeBron James and several other NBA players are working on the movie Space Jam 2 coming out this summer.
Sell, sell, sell!
And apparently, LeBron and a few of his other pals in the NBA have taken their acting a little bit too seriously, and they're displaying it even more frequently now on the hardwood of the NBA as well. Just last Friday night, LeBron James and his Los Angeles Lakers teammate, Kyle Kuzma, both displayed their incredible acting chops during a home game against the Memphis Grizzlies. James, who is 6'9" tall and weighs at least 250 pounds, went after a rebound and was apparently hit so hard by a Memphis player, he was knocked to the ground and he laid sprawled out on the basketball floor afterwards. Kuzma, who is just 6'10" and weighs 220 himself, was also slammed to the floor by that same Memphis bully during the fourth quarter of the same game, which was won by Los Angeles 115-105. Now, who was that nasty old bully? Well, it was Memphis Grizzlies 6'7" shooting guard named Dylan Brooks, who may weigh, we'll be generous here, about 220 pounds himself. Both plays went under video review, as it would be hard to imagine a freight train the size of LeBron James coming down so hard under the basket from a blow by a 6'7" shooting guard. Perhaps Dylan Brooks was secretly a martial arts expert who used his leverage to fell that big tree. I don't think so either. What the video replays showed was an art form which LeBron James has been perfecting as his career winds to a close. James, who is the NBA's most protected commodity, knows that the referees are going to give him the benefit of a doubt in case of any foul situation. With a little bit of acting on his part, he can create the illusion that a little old lady sitting on the front row would be able to bring him down.
Woo!
Now, in the NBA, that's called a flop, a big fake. When one of the largest and strongest men in the league, LeBron James, is suddenly lying on his back on the floor, a second look via the television monitors is warranted. And per the NBA rulebook, here's the official definition of a flop. A flop is an attempt to either fool referees into calling undeserved fouls or fool fans into thinking the referees missed a foul call by exaggerating the effect of contact with an opposing player. While the game was underway in Los Angeles Friday night, the three on-court NBA referees, despite having instant replay themselves on the court, allowed this foul to be called on the smaller Dylan Brooks. The so-called foul put LeBron the actor James at the free throw line for two free throws and to collect his latest award-winning performance for basketball thespian excellence. Now, after the game, the NBA home office did review the video of the foul, though, and deemed that LeBron James had indeed earned another television Emmy for best Friday night performance with his latest flop. Over his career, LeBron James has become well known for his inability to maintain his balance, wink, wink, despite towering over most of the other players on the court who are doing the elbowing or pushing. It's not just LeBron James, though I think he's the NBA's best right now at this art form. James Harden of the Brooklyn Nets has developed quite a good acting reputation himself on both his three-point shooting and his drives to the basket, too. But in my mind, the greatest flopping tandem on a team ever was in Utah, where Hall of Famers Karl Malone, all 6'9 and 255 chiseled pounds for most of his career, and his svelte point guard John Stockton, all 6'1 and maybe 170 pounds, perfected the art of flopping before instant replays were used to detect the acting performances on the court. For Karl Malone, who was big enough to play defensive end for any NFL team, it was hilarious to see the former Louisiana Tech star hitting the floor at the slightest push from an opponent. Stockton's relatively normal build made his acting jobs a little bit more believable, as most of his competitors were both taller and heavier than he was. One internet site even ranked the NBA's most prolific floppers of all time. John Stockton was ranked at number 13. The aforementioned at the first of the story, Chris Paul, is number 12. LeBron James came in at a surprising number 11, and Karl Malone ranked number 10 in that list. Now, my personal opinion is that both LeBron and Karl Malone are top 5 at a minimum. Their survey listed the top 3 NBA floppers of all time as former San Antonio Spurs guard Manu Ginobili at number 3, Detroit Piston big man Bill Laimbeer at number 2, and former Lakers center Vlade Divac came in at number 1. Divac is credited with making flopping so effective that the rest of the NBA has followed his lead and perfected it as an art form over the last 20 seasons. So what can the NBA do to prevent the obvious faked flopping jobs other than awarding the losers with hammies for their bad acting? Well, believe it or not, the NBA has already addressed this issue back on October 5th, 2012. That's almost 9 years ago, and list the specifics in the rulebook. Let's go to that rulebook now for their explanation of flopping. According to the NBA, we quote, "The main factor in determining whether a player committed a flop is whether his physical reaction to contact with another player is consistent with what it would have been expected to be given the force or direction of the contact. For example, a player will be considered to have committed a flop if he falls to the floor following minimal contact or lunges in a direction different from the direction of the contact. The determination of whether a player has violated the flopping rule will be made by the league following a video review of the play. Game officials should not make those determinations about flopping during the games. The first time a player is determined to have committed a flop, he will be warned by the NBA. Thereafter, the following automatic penalties apply. Violation number 2, $5,000 fine. Violation 3, $10,000 fine. Violation 4, $15,000 fine, and violation 5, $30,000 fine. For a sixth or subsequent violation of the rule, the player will be subject to such discipline as the league determines is reasonable under the circumstances, including an increased fine or suspension." Ooh. Since LeBron James earns about $40 million a year, does the NBA really think that this is going to deter him or others around the league from doing this? I don't think so. Though nobody ask your Swamp Swami, I think the player should be fined the maximum with $30,000 and all proceeds going to a local drama school for the first offense. The second offense should be a 2-week suspension without pay. And the third offense during a season should result in disqualification of that player for the remainder of the regular season and playoffs. The 3 flops and you're out rule would certainly end this nonsense. Since younger players in college and high school are watching this happening at the professional level, it's time to send a signal that their time would be better spent practicing free throw shooting instead of practicing the art of falling and feigning an injury. As Mayberry's deputy Barney Fife would say, it's time to nip it in the bud. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.